Most of us have had our share of tests, some easier than others. Driver's test, academic test, medical test, drug test, employment test, admission tests, plus life experiences that sometimes test our ability to cope, understand, and grow. As we gather for Eucharist this morning, our gospel reading once again presents Jesus in a less than friendly encounter, this time with a lawyer. We're told that the lawyer's intention is to test Jesus, although we can't be sure what his motive might be. Was he trying to oppose Jesus like others and outwit the Lord? Was he trying to prove that the Pharisees were sharper than the Sadducees, whom Jesus silenced? Or maybe the lawyer was simply sincerely seeking God's will and God's word. In a certain sense, the question seems to be a very easy test to pass, because every pious Jew would have been familiar with Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5, commonly called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. The devout Jew would have said that prayer daily. And to that, Jesus adds a quote from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Loving yourself was taken for granted. The devout Jew realized that his or her life was a gift from God, and so you were expected to take care of yourself. Love of God and love of neighbor receive the primary focus. Jesus asserts that love sums up all the laws and all the prophets. To love is to be the person God calls us to be. Now, some of us are old enough to remember the Beatles song in 1967, All You Need Is Love, Love Is All You Need, Love, 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 Love. The challenge is, what do you mean by love? Because we live at a time where the words we use are sometimes interpreted differently. And being able to communicate, entering into a relationship, is challenging sometimes because the words we use mean different things to different people. I recently heard a commercial on the radio. I didn't pay attention to the whole commercial, but it began with the question, are you the parent of a pet? Well, my parents were human. And all of my brothers and sisters, they were human too. Now, we didn't always act like humans, but we were human. Now, my dad had hunting dogs. They were beagles. Those beagles came to life because Mr. and Mrs. Beagle had sex, and they made other beagles. The beagles didn't come from humans, but the word parent is taking on a different meaning. So what do you mean by love, if love is all you need? While feelings and emotions and attractions are often a part of love and can accompany love, from a Christian Catholic point of view, love is primarily an act of the intellect, a decision to desire what is good for another person, what's good for them physically and spiritually and emotionally and intellectually and personally. Our love for God is a decision to enter into a relationship with Him, believing, trusting, living according to His will and His word. Loving God includes adoration and worship, thanksgiving and praise. Loving God includes the humble acknowledgement that every once in a while we act less than human and we sin. And so there is a need to experience God's mercy. Loving God includes the acknowledgement that He is majestic and mysterious. And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are so often mysterious to us. And God's love is always present and faithful and generous. And all that we do is a response to the love that God has for us. Loving our neighbor as ourselves means that we seek and do what is good, not only for our own good, but what is also good for the other person. Our concern is for the whole person, body and soul, mind and emotion. Mutually agreed upon decisions that are hurtful, destructive, abusive, or sinful are not loving decisions. Mutually agreed upon selfish relationships often lead to a sense of loneliness and emptiness. But when we choose to love, when we decide to be loyal and caring by our words and by our behavior, those loving relationships are deepened and strengthened and are enriched. Every Eucharist is a participation in an encounter with God who is love. A love revealed to us by the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And our love feast is God's love made flesh in Jesus Christ. And our communion, our encounter with God, makes it possible for us to love God above all things and above all others. But our communion with the Lord also makes it possible for us to care for one another and to choose what is good for one another and to care for ourselves, created in God's image and likeness. Perhaps our psalm response expresses it most simply. We love you, Lord, our strength.